Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. I'm your host, Big Matt, joined today by the Gons. Gons, how have you been?
Busy, man. Busy, busy, busy. For work, I made it out to Palisades yesterday, man, and it was just sad. There was houses that were burned, schools that were burned. My company's doing a job at one of the facilities where they do some training for athletes. But yeah, it was depressing. Other than that, I'm great. It's always great Friday, right? Kid didn't want to be dropped off today, so that was always fun. And we're gonna try a new Italian restaurant today. It's in Corona, and it's called I don't know why I'm Con Amore, a slice of Italy. So I will let you know how that goes. What's up with you, man?
Who's a fan? Well, who's a fan of Italian food more, you or your wife?
It's my son. He likes pasta, different kinds of pasta, different sauces. He loves Italian food. So even pizza, you know, like good pizza from like Fuoco or the Italian pizza, not like the Pizza Hut pizza. So we asked him what he wanted. He said spaghetti. We looked up Italian, and this is what came up. So.
Yeah, so the Palisades, you sent over that video yesterday. That was really devastating to see. But I was going to ask you for a video to see it anyways, because, yeah, that was pretty crazy what you saw over there. The devastation, you know, in the Palisades area. Still, our thoughts are with all of it, you know, still going through all that stuff. Luckily, you know, the rains did come, but still, the devastation is still there. So if you're still fighting through that, you know, our thoughts are with you. But, yeah. Been pretty busy here on Friday again. Had also a drop off issue this morning, so my apologies for being late. But yeah, it's been a crazy few weekends. But a couple things I wanted to touch on. Like, I want to touch on the All Star weekend, but I wasn't quite too happy about it, so we'll kind of save that towards the end. I don't want to bring up too many critical stuff. But the Lakers, they end up winning yesterday against the Portland Trail Blazers. In a pretty close game, but then the night before that with Luka Doncic, they lost a game to Charlotte. They had a game pretty much in hand into the fourth quarter, and they kind of lost the rope and lost the game after Austin Reaves got ejected. So with Luka now, the Lakers are 1-2 with him on the floor. Is there any concerns for you, Gons, with Luka and LeBron James and the Lakers kind of gelling towards the end of the season here?
They're not real concerns. I watched the last game and I watched the first quarter, and I think, don't quote me on this. I'm trying to look up how many turnovers he had against.
Yeah, like five turnovers in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's trying to do too much right now. He's trying to find his place still. You could tell he's not hitting his foot on the gas because he's trying to be a team player and get everyone involved. So I'm not sure. Yeah, so like I just want Luka to be Luka. I don't want him to try to be a different player. And this is an adjustment for him. He's been on the Mavericks his only time in the NBA. So he's trying to figure out, hey, I'm on another team. You know, in the back of his head, he's thinking, did I do something wrong? Why are they trading me? They didn't want to pay me. And I hope he's not looking into the criticisms of like what people are saying, because maybe they say he shoots too much. Maybe he doesn't pass enough. But Luka, just be Luka. If he sees himself, I think we'll be perfectly fine. Because we need him to be the number one. We do not need him to be a number two to LeBron. That's not what he's here for.
So are you concerned that LeBron took that last shot when they were down three against the Hornets, that Luka wasn't the one taking that shot?
I'm not concerned because it was Luka's like second game, dude, and I would do the same thing. Like, he's still trying to feel the team out. And he probably didn't want the press of, oh, I missed the last shot to win the game. And LeBron's been hot. LeBron's been beasting it lately. Even yesterday, bro, what, he had like 38 points. So
40 for the 40.
Yeah. So I'm all for having your star shooting the last shot. But if you have another star who's hot, you know, you're going to go with him. So any of those players could take the last shot. It doesn't have to be Luka. LeBron took it. It was a good look. It just didn't go in. What was my concern? There's no reason they should have been in that situation with Charlotte. That's my concern. It's not that they lost. At this point, we could have some losses because we won a bunch of games, but why are we losing to these bad teams?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Lakers, when they had AD, they were beating the bad teams but couldn't quite beat the really good teams. Now they have trouble beating the Charlottes and the Utah Jazzes of the world. Like, it's gonna take time for Luka to get acclimated. He just got back from a major injury. He's playing with these players for the first time outside of Dorian Finney-Smith. So for the Laker fans that are turning on him now, please have some grace. Like, you have to see the forest from the trees in front of you. Lakers will be fine moving forward. Luka will be fine. I know he still has to drop some weight, but if you have concerns about the Lakers and you're turning on them now, no. Like, I was turning on them slowly during the end of the 80 run. You guys know that. But with Luka now, there's a chance that he can do well. But it's also right. Like, what I saw last night from the Lakers is they weren't running a lot of offense. Like, I know you
Oh,
hadn't harped on the past where it was just
yeah.
like, oh, they're just standing around, and they're still just standing around. Like,
Bro.
it's either get, okay, let's get LeBron James on one-on-one or Austin Reaves on one-on-one. We're just
Exactly.
gonna stay
Dude.
stationary. Like, what, run something, run some off-screen stuff, run some, get some screens in the corner to get someone else open. Not just, oh, LeBron's gonna go one-on-one. It was annoying to see last night.
100% at the fourth quarter when I was watching the game, it was LeBron passed to Reeves. Reeves passed to LeBron. LeBron passed to Reeves. The other three weren't even trying to get the ball. So it was either one-on-one with Austin Reeves or LeBron James. Fortunately, it worked and Reeves made some shots, but yeah, it looked horrible.
Now, the Blazers sold last night. If any, I like Anthony Simons more than most, but he tried to take over and didn't quite work. Denny Avdia in the third quarter was killing the Lakers last night, absolutely killing them, torching them, driving past anyone, getting any sort of open shots. Luckily, they didn't go to him too much in the fourth, thank God. But I think the Blazers really lost that game, other than the Lakers winning it last night. Because of that stagnant offense, it was like, okay, LeBron's going to take a shot, then Austin's going to take a shot, and then hopefully they'll crash the boards and maybe DFS can get a putback or Rui can get a putback. So they need to fix that. JJ needs to get something going on offense, because if it's going to be stagnant like that with Luka, the Lakers can't do anything. They have to figure out some more plays, right? You can't just be standing around. These next stretch of games here for the Lakers, it's going to be pretty tough. They'll be going to Denver on Saturday night, and then I believe they have six straight at home. So they have Denver on Saturday night, followed by the Mavs coming to LA, the Wolves, then the Clippers are coming to Crypto. Then you have a back to back with the Clippers going at Crypto. So those next, I'm sorry, that's not the back to back Clippers going. No. Actually, no, I'm right. Yeah. So these next five games, Gons. Five winning teams, two against the Clippers. What do you think the record's going to be these next five games?
Bro, the Clippers, I watched that game yesterday too. And man, they're so deep. And it's funny because there's players that I didn't know that were good that are good. And I don't know if Clue is developing them or their scouting is just great. Like Coffee is a really good player. I didn't know about him until we played with the Clippers. So I'm worried that the Clippers are going to win one. I'm going to give the Clippers one out of two. So that's going to be 1-1. What are the other three teams?
So they're playing the Nuggets on Saturday,
That's going to be
and then they have
fun.
the Mavericks on Tuesday, which I th would imagine that's a win without AD,
Mavericks.
and the Luka revenge games. Yep, and then they're gonna have the Timberwolves coming in on next Thursday, and then followed by the Clippers, two
Those are
straight
all
against
tough
the
games.
Clippers.
I'll tell you what, I'm more worried about the Mavericks game than the Nuggets game because it's just those players are going to have something to prove. It's just going to be like a Dallas versus Lakers thing. It's almost the start of a rivalry. Are we playing in Dallas?
Nope, it's in LA.
Okay, so Lakers should win that. You know Kyrie's going to want to ball out. It's going to be a closer game than you would expect. I would take Dallas to cover the spread there, but Lakers to win. With Denver, for some reason, Westbrook hates the Lakers. And I think the game's really going to depend on how much he gets that team riled up. Because I think the Lakers have a good shot to win. But what do you do against Joker? Like, who guards him? Jackson Hayes? Good
No,
luck.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's why Len wasn't playing yesterday. He had to save his energy for Jokic. But again, you'll have Luka now. Like, once you have Luka, who knows with Denver now? I know with AD it was like, okay, Denver's gonna own the Lakers, but now with Luka, it's a different sort of deal. Maybe he provides a different sort of spark. However, I'm still gonna take the Nuggets in that game, unfortunately. If they go 3-2, I think that's a win, like a complete win. If they're able to beat the Mavs, the Wolves, and then one of the Clippers games, right?
That game's going to be a lot of offense. So if anything, I'm taking the over on points there because you got a bunch of players that can score, and then you got teams on both sides that can't play defense. Like Jamal Murray always has his way with the Lakers. Luka's going to have his way with the Lakers. LeBron's going to get easy buckets. Joker's is going to get layups. It's going to be scoring galore. So I'm going to probably make that bet today.
I know we're going to talk about more about the Lakers probably in 2 weeks or next week, actually, because that stretch in March, looking at it now, it's like, oh my gosh, I thought the Lakers, oh, we're gonna they're gonna finish, 50 wins. They'll be lucky to get to 47, honestly, with the schedule I'm looking at right now in March. So we'll see what happens there. There was one thing that had been permeating media, mainstream media, with regards to the Lakers. I think a few weeks ago, I think it was even towards the beginning of the season, and it was kind of highlighted recently with the Lakers getting Luka Doncic. It's the third options on teams, right? It's like I saw this tweet from NBA Central from Pat Bev's podcast, and take Pat Bev with a grain of salt. But as far as third options in the NBA, he ranks Austin Reaves 1, Kyle Kuzma 2, Norman Powell 3, Mikal Bridges 4, Kristaps Porzingis 5. I think that was pretty ludicrous. However, on the other end of it, you have a guy like Chandler Parsons saying how Reaves isn't even a top tw not top not top 10 when it comes to third option. So I could looked at it. I think he's closer to higher end, maybe 10 to 15. But I'm going to list. I looked at all other 29 other teams' third options. We're going to go through this quick because this is a lot of players. Like, who would you take Reaves over? As because Reaves is the definite third option on this Lakers team, and there's some pretty good names on this list. So let's see. Let's start with the Eastern Conference. Would you take Evan Mobley over Austin Reaves?
No, not the way Reaves is playing now.
Really?
Not the way Reaves is playing now. Not the way
Wow.
Reaves is
You
playing
take
now.
the
Not the way, dude. That guy's he's figured it out. He's figured it out because he can handle the ball now confidently. And then what happens is, I don't know what it is, but people think they can pick his pocket, and then he loses them. And then he has the ability to be off balance while dribbling and throw up these floaters or go in for a layup. That's pretty remarkable. It doesn't require someone dunking or athleticism. It's just balance. His balance is off the charts. And I've been watching him closely, so I hold on to him. I think he's a piece. I don't know if he's a long-term piece, but I think he's
No, but right now, third
right
options
now
on
he's a
teams.
piece.
I'm gonna go through all these teams. So you take him over Mobley right
I would
now.
right now, yes.
Okay. Well, Kristaps Porzingis.
We need a big, so I'm taking Porzingis.
Okay.
I this is
On the Knicks, either OG or Bridges.
I'm not taking Bridges. I love
OG Anunoby.
I'm gonna take Reaves, but I love OG Anunoby, and I think he'd help defensively. Like, actually, I gotta think about that one because defensively we're slacking, and he'd be a huge help. So I'm not gonna pick on that one. I think I need to think that one through because. Yeah, we're losing offense, but you're getting a lot of defense, and that might be a better fit with Luka and LeBron. So I'm going to take Anunoby, actually, after talking it out, but I'm not taking Bridges.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out where he ranks in as far as third options on teams. Mathurin from the Pacers.
He's good. They were just talking about him on ESPN yesterday. I don't follow him enough to know, so I'm going to take Reaves, but George Sedona was talking about him. Apparently he's a stud, so
Yeah, he's really. That's why I had mentioned him. He's pretty good. The Bucks and Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma's declined, bro. I'm hoping for him as an ex-Laker that he can pick it up, but I'm taking Reaves. I feel like Kuzma's been I hope he's just been on the decline because of the Wizards, but yeah, no, I'm taking Reaves over him.
All right, the Pistons, you can name a couple of players, but the person you know is Tobias or Tobias Harris.
Ooh, for he's on the Pistons now?
Third option on the Pistons. If it's Cade and it's Dirk, if it's Cade and it's Ivy, the next one would be to Tobias Harris.
I think it depends on age, bro, because I feel like he's declined a little bit.
No, like right now. Like if you're to
I'm keeping Reeves.
Okay, I figured. Matt, Jalen Suggs from the Magic.
I'm keeping Reeves.
Okay. Dyson Daniels on the Hawks.
Reeves.
Heat, Andrew Wiggins.
He's not proven himself. He's had a couple of good games and then a couple of bad games, and it seems that he's had some issues in the locker room. I'm taking Reeves.
Bulls, Josh Giddey.
I like Josh Giddey, but I'm still taking Reeves.
Yeah. Paul George, Sixers.
See, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. If you're asking me, I can swap them evenly. I'm taking
right now, not the career. Right
I'm
now,
still, I'm Who's taking Paul George option? Right now because as hot as Reeves is, I'm taking Paul George.
Okay, D'Lo from the Nets.
Let me get that guy out of here. I don't want him.
RJ Barrett from the Raptors.
Nah, RJ Barrett never really panned out on the Knicks. He's had a couple of good. He's good enough to play in the league, but he's not. I don't see him as a strong three option. He might be on a bad team, but not on the Lakers.
Yeah. Miles Bridges from the Hornets.
Nah, he's had some issues.
He put up 40 against the Nuggets.
Yeah, isn't he the one that had some issues off the court?
He did, but again, this is basketball.
Nah,
this
I'm sticking with Reeves. That's all resonates. That matters. I'm taking Reeves.
That's fine. Corey Kispert from the Wizards.
No, I'm taking Reeves.
Okay. We're going to move to the Western Conference. Chet from the Thunder.
I saw that.
Chet Holmgren.
I'm taking Chet because we needed a big, and he's young, and I think he's going to be great. So I'm taking Chet all day if they're willing to make that trade.
Desmond Bane from the Grizzlies.
I like Bane. He's always the backbone with Morant. Like, he's a very impactful player. I'm trying to see how tall he is. I know he's a shooting guard. We just don't need a shooting guard.
Who's a better third option? Not who would fit on those Lakers. Who's the better third option?
That's close. I'm going to call it Ty.
Okay, Ty. Michael Porter Jr.
That guy, he's inconsistent. I'm taking Reeves.
Hmm, that's true. He does have injury concerns. That's for sure. Rockets, Jalen Green.
I think Green's an evolving number two player, or maybe could be a one day, and I don't think Reeves can, so I'm taking Jalen Green.
Okay. Norman Powell.
Ooh, God, love me some Norman Powell. He's been almost like a number two when Kawhi's been out. He's been balling all season, and Reeves has just been balling for like a couple months. So I'm taking Norman Powell for sure.
Yeah, I figured you're going to take Norman Powell. Naz Reid, T-Wolves.
He's like a small forward, right?
No, a center, dude. He's one of my guys.
I like Reid. He's impactful. I'm taking him.
PJ Washington.
Centers have a higher value to me, so I'm taking most centers that you throw out. PJ Washington,
okay.
I don't know enough about him, so I'm gonna stick with Reeves.
Okay. DeMar DeRozan.
Too old, my friend. If it would have been DeMar a couple of years ago, I would have taken him. I know he can still put up 20, but for how long? I just see a lot of injuries that would be happening with it. I don't know. I'm taking Reeves over DeRozan. I love DeRozan, but just couple years too late.
Okay. Now, for the Warriors, would you view Draymond or Pazinski as a third option?
No, I saw that. I think Draymond is a third option on a certain team. It depends on how what the team is constructed with. I don't think it's impossible to consider him a third option. Also, you know, Bradley Beal, I don't think you mentioned him. I mean,
no, I'm going to get there. There's still a few left. So Draymond or Austin Reeves.
I'm taking Reeves because Draymond's old.
Reeves? Figured. Okay, now Bradley Beal. This is actually what caused this. I know Nick Wright had mentioned this, that he'd rather want Austin Reeves instead of Bradley Beal as a third option on a championship level team. Let's ask you, Gons, who would you rather have right now, Austin Reeves or Bradley Beal? Don't forget contract, just as player per player.
I'm taking Bradley Beal.
Devin Vassell from the Spurs.
Don't know enough about him.
Jeremy Grant, or honestly, it might be Denny Avdia, but right now Jeremy Grant from the Blazers.
It's close. I like Jeremy Grant. He's overpaid, but we're not looking at money. I'm gonna pass.
Okay, Colin Sexton from the Jazz.
Guy with a walking bucket, he can score. I would think he's a better.
Well, cause it's like Sexton and like John Collins average roughly the same amount of points. It's Markkanen, and then it's either Sexton or it's John
I would take
Collins.
Sexton
Honestly,
over
just pick.
Reeves.
We could
I
pick
would take
one.
Sexton over Reeves, yeah.
Okay. And then last one, Trey Murphy at Pelicans.
I don't know enough about him, so I'm not going to answer that one.
Okay, so when it comes to third options, after going through the list, you're looking at Austin Reaves is a 1, 2, 3, 4, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. See, top 10 to 15 range, right? I believe that. It's like he's good, but as a third option, he's not the best. 10 to 15 range. Like I disagreed with some of your stuff, but around that range. So were people saying, "Oh, he's the best third option in the league"? That's just
Well,
violently, that's not correct.
if you're basing it off this last month, that's a fair assessment. The guy's been balling out of his mind. So yeah, it's a fair assessment if you're basing it off the last month of watching basketball. But to base it off the whole season, no, I agree with you. He's a top 10 to 15. But if he keeps doing this for 2, 3 more months, where he can easily put up 20 when you're missing Luka or LeBron. And he's scoring on people that are playing. There are people playing good defense on him, and he's still finding a way to score. It's just his balance. If you just watch his game, his balance is impeccable. You think this guy's going to lose the ball and he's out of control, but he's really just weaving through people. So yeah, no, I think 10 to 15 is a fair assessment.
Yeah. He's been doing great the last, like you said, last month or so. Even prior to Luka trade, he was borderline all-star. So, I mean, if he can, like you said, if he can keep this up, maybe he's an all-star next season. We'll see what he can be as a third option next to Luka and LeBron versus LeBron and AD. All right, let's move on, Gons, to the NBA All-Star weekend last weekend. Man, that was a pretty not great weekend. I will start off with Saturday. The 3-point contest was pretty much of a bust. You had Tyler Hero winning, and then the dunk contest, you had Mack McClung going for the three-peat, or getting the three-peat. But then Stephen Castle had a pretty good showing for himself in the dunk contest. What are your thoughts on the Saturday night Gons?
I love the dunk contest. I think Stephen Castle, like I predicted this in our talk, that it was going to be between him and McClung, and it was. But McClung just brought it, which I knew he would. Look, other than that, it was kind of a bust. The 3-point contest was disappointing, seeing how we shoot so many threes during the season and no one could make a shot. Like that boggles my mind. The skills challenge has always kind of been boring to me. Though I do like the Rising Stars. I know Rahul didn't like it. He mentioned it, but I think those are the players I actually try during this weekend. So that's my favorite thing to watch on Friday night over everything. Honestly, they need to do something. I don't know. Some people are saying go back to your old format and just for the All-Star game and let it be. Pretty much giving up on trying to change things, which I think you got to always change and evolve. I just think you got to do more things. I think a 2-on-2. Or some sort of game where you have like the top offensive players and top defensive players where they're pretty much doing there's so much they can do with creativity. I don't know if they need to hire a consultant, hire me for God's sake. But switch it up. Keep switching it up. That's my opinion.
I would love to see. It's not going to happen. But right now, if you took the best players in NBA, you'd say some. It's like Jokic, Giannis, Wemby, Luka, right? Top four, roughly. Imagine that, like the world now. Those top four with another more international players versus Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, right? That Olympic team, but against the best of the world. Right, that would have been crazy, right? Like you just saw it right now with USA versus Canada. That was crazy. It was a really good two games that they had against each other. Why can't you have USA, like right now, when the international game's so good and the USA games, maybe US players aren't so great? Next year, have it be USA versus the rest of the world. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good international players that could play that. You definitely. You can also have your best offensive players versus the best defensive players and do a game of that. You can also do OG, like everyone liked the OGs. I was rooting for the OGs. So you have OGs versus the youngins. I don't know. The
Sure, yeah, like
old heads are gonna go for the OGs.
31 and plus,
Yeah.
yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of stuff they can do. So to say give up and go back is I don't think is the right mindset. I think that's the older people that are just frustrated. I think I appreciate what they did. They tried something different, but I think you go back to the drawing board and you come up with something even better. And you keep going because there are things you can do. But I don't know if it's just a bunch of old people in a boardroom that don't have ideas flowing through their head. But I mean, we just thought of a bunch right now. So I don't know what the excuse is.
It's crazy because I think this format was actually okay. Like, if anything, I would expand the All-Star game to allow more players and have four teams of eight, which, and have 32 players selected for the All-Star game, which is great because there's so many players that are really good in the league now. There's a lot of snubs that could have made it. Sabonis, Norman Powell, all that stuff. But it was honestly in the presentation that killed me. It was play to 15 timeout. More ads. Play to 15, timeout, more ads. While Kevin Hart's commentating during the game. Like, why would you want a comedian commentating for 3 hours and making really bad jokes for three
He was
hours?
horrible.
And then you had a tribute to TN to inside the NBA during the final game. I think the presentation was what caused the main animosity for fans this year. Just how many breaks there was, how many there was. I believe in a 3 hour presentation, there were 41 minutes of basketball. So do you think it was had to do more with the presentation or the actual game?
I'm all for having it drag out longer and watching stuff during halftime. It gave me a chance to cook dinner and use the restroom and to do things. I wasn't mad at the long breaks, and my wife got into the guy trying to beat Dame Lillard for money. Like it did get other people that aren't basketball fans to watch. So I'm not mad at it. So I don't think that was the case. I don't know that necessary tribute to TNT was really needed. I know we all have been watching it for a while, but do people really care that they're going to ESPN and they're going to be working there? No one cared about it. So maybe it was something NBA was doing for TNT, but I don't think anyone was like crying saying, oh my God, this is the end of TNT. We're so sad. So I would take a little bit more from that and put it more towards something else.
Yeah, I mean the Too Short Bay Area concert was pretty entertaining. E-40 getting hyphy, all that stuff. I mean we had good halftime shows. I remember when we watched it in the hookah bar like 15 years ago. I think it was Rihanna on that, and she performed pretty well. So yeah, the halftime shows and all that performances are great. The TNT stuff, I think they submarine that like. It was the last game too, so I think the format's good. You just have to readjust it as far as making different teams. But yeah, as long as they're able to tighten that up, I think they're fine with those breaks too. If your wife liked it, so involve some of that more that stuff. But still, I like the format. Just kind of tighten it up a
Yeah,
little
I
bit.
mean, for me, the best part was seeing if the G Leaguers are going to beat the OGs. Like that almost happened. So that was like, oh crap, what's happening? Of course, it didn't happen, but I mean, I was glued to my TV during that.
Like ultimately, right, it's the lack of caring, the lack of effort that's led to this. I know people like to glorify the 90s and the 2000s. Yes, there were lopsided scores, but there was a sense that the players still cared about performing well in the All-Star game. But it seems like the last, like there was still good games in between the last 15 years, but overall, the seems like even last year was the main culprit of this, that the players didn't care, right? It's all about the players giving effort, and it's hard to have players that are making $70 million a year give effort to a game that really ultimately doesn't matter, right? Like you're not like it's chip culture is so ingrained in basketball that it's hard for someone to, like, if they get injured during this All-Star game or get extra fatigue, that's kind of the reason why LeBron didn't play. Then they're just not going to give a crap about the All-Star game. So why should we, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Gons. Anything else you want to hit on before we leave today?
No, man, I think that's it. I don't got anything else.
Cool. All right. We'll talk about that crazy Lakers schedule upcoming next week. But other than that, I'll talk to you
All right,
later.
later.
And that'll be it for us today. Unfortunately, we didn't talk about the blood clot that Victor Wembanyama got on on his right shoulder. So thoughts are with Victor. He'll be out for the rest of the season, dealing with that blood clot. I heard reports that the blood clot's not going to be as bad as the one that Chris Bosh got, which is the one that pretty much ended his career. So it's really scary for a budding superstar to get that sort of injury. It's not even an injury, it's just a medical issue. But it looks like from everything we've heard is that he's going to make a full recovery, maybe because they caught it early, who knows? But yeah, the Spurs are going to, I thought they were going to make the playoffs this year, but of course you never anticipate something like that happening. But now you have De'Aaron Fox and Wemby and Stephen Castle and their motley crew in San Antonio. Maybe Pop makes his return, who knows, going into next season. I'll definitely be picking the Spurs to be making the playoffs next season. But, thoughts are with Wemby. Hopefully he makes that full recovery from his blood clot medical condition. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. We'll see you next Friday.